The Westchester County School Safety Commission has released its recommendations in a report aimed at preventing, planning, and responding to school violence. I spoke with Westchester County District Attorney Anthony Scarpino, who co-chairs the county's School Safety Commission. Scarpino says the idea of forming a school safety commission emerged from his office. The Democrat co-chairs the commission with Westchester County Executive George Latimer. The commission formed at the start of last school year.
Well, it was prompted, of course, by what's been happening across the country, Sandy Hook, Columbine. Sandy Hook, of course, was closest to home. But it was something that, in my discussions with my staff, it kept me up at night. I wanted to be sure that if something ever occurred here in Westchester County, that we had done whatever we could to prepare the schools and the community to address it and react to it. So by creating, this commission, the goal was to get a report that would level the playing field, that every individual school district would have a standardized program available.
So let's get to the report.
Well, it's 40 pages, and so it's not the easiest thing to talk about specifically, but I can try to give you an idea in general terms and then some specifics. The goal is to try to enhance the quality of the school atmosphere, as well as the communications within the school and without the school with law enforcement and mental health professionals. That's a major part of it, trying to address the issues that the students have within the schools, trying to ensure that there's a line of communications within the schools to make a determination and be aware of if something unfortunate appears to be coming, an individual is in crisis. It's a major part of it, is the increase in the quality of the communications. And then outside, a decision to be made as to when you contact law enforcement and how law enforcement prepares to react to any issue that does occur. The goal is to be aware of potential problems and create a plan that is that involves intervention.
Did you look to any other areas of either the state or the country in developing these?
Yes, we did. There's very much data-based. We reached out to numerous locations. We studied the incidents that occurred at other places like Columbine, and we did a lot of research in regards to it. You know, Westchester is a pretty unique place. We have 400 schools, that we have to address and locations. And so we wanted to make sure also that, law enforcement and our capabilities of emergency response understood where they would go, how they would go, having access to blueprints, having steady annual reviews of emergency response plans and conducting annual emergency crisis response training and drills, establishing a law enforcement point of contact for the school. That is the second part of the program. One has to do with threat prevention, and the other has to do with crisis management and law enforcement. The other part of it is the law enforcement agencies are going to be broaching with the school districts, trying to develop their part of it, developing a person of contact and, working with them to do, response training, crisis response training and drills. And, this will help push the any school district that was not so inclined to participate in it. But I have to, that all the school districts are all very concerned about the safety of their students. We and their teachers. That's the main takeaway of the report and this commission. The safety of our children, our students, and our teachers is the most important thing to us. We're collaborating with all the stakeholders to try to introduce this blueprint, and we're hopeful that the school districts will follow it.
And are you hopeful that there'd be a timeline for which they'd follow it?
Well, the report has been issued, and a timeline would be the goal is for these steps to be taken, that the school districts should review this report and then, create the, one contact, one called, to law enforcement and start building their relationships with the local law enforcement in their area if they haven't already done so, create their own threat assessment team. because the schools will be the first people to recognize a person in crisis, and then the goal is for them to have created a threat assessment team that's trained to evaluate the nature of the crisis the individual is having and make a determination whether it is something that needs law enforcement intervention or whether it's not at the crisis level where that's necessary and it can be handled internally within the school, providing the student with the assistance they need.
He says the commission will continue to meet and see if any modifications or additional proposals are needed. Around the time Westchester's Safer Schools report came out this month, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo launched a statewide education campaign on New York's new red flag law. The law establishes a civil procedure that allows a concerned family member, school official, or member of law enforcement to obtain a court order, known as an extreme risk protection order, to remove and keep guns away from individuals who pose a serious risk of harm to themselves or others. The law became effective August 24th.
You know, I was a huge supporter of the red flag legislation, and it is critical, you know, to our responsibilities in protecting our students from danger they might pose when they're in crisis to schools as well as to themselves. And so, you know, I was very supportive of his pushing this and this new legislation, and it's something that we feel will be very helpful in regards to, intervening and preventing the types of incidents that we've had in throughout the country. All of those incidents, there have been red flags that have been shown, and now we have the ability, without taking criminal steps, to evaluate the individual if it's reported, and as well as remove any weapons in their possession if they're in crisis, as well as prevent them from purchasing them for a period of time while a closer evaluation by the court is concerned. But it's a civil remedy, and it's a gun safety and proposal. And that's what it's all about, trying to keep weapons out of the hands of people in crisis.
Westchester County District Attorney Anthony Scarpino is co-chair of the Westchester County School Safety Commission. The recently released report from the commission is called Creating Safer Schools: Recommendations to Strengthen and Enhance Prevention, Planning, and Response to School Violence. There's a link to the report at WAMC.org. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau on the campus of Vassar College, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn.